Following President Trump's endorsement of Julia Letlow for U.S. Senate, incumbent Bill Cassidy said endorsements will not decide the race. Instead, the voters will select the candidate with the best record. Advocate newspaper columnist Tyler Bridges said on Talk Louisiana, it will be interesting to see if Cassidy's strategy will work.
He's banking on a strategy of saying, I've done this and this and this for you. I brought billions of dollars for the state for new roads and bridges and infrastructure. I've done all sorts of things that show that I am the best candidate to stay in the Senate.
The closed primaries for the Senate race are scheduled for May 16th, with the general runoff election on June 27th. Cassidy is not backing away from the issues that may be contrary to the president's views. In a social media post Saturday, he expressed concern about the activities of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the reputations of ICE and the Department of Homeland Security. After another fatal shooting in Minnesota, he said there must be a full federal and state investigation. Louisiana has the highest average combined state and local sales tax rate in the country, says the Tax Foundation. Policy analyst Janelle Fritz says the state did reduce income taxes across the board to a flat 3% and cut other taxes, and that's causing the state's ranking in overall tax burden to improve.
The state is now at 31st, which, again, not in the top half, but way better than it used to be.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.